So first of all, let me wish you all a Chodesh Tammuz, Chodesh Tov. Now let me just present our discussion. Shannon, would you mind moving closer up if you don't mind? Then we can close the two doors behind you. What I'd like to do before I start, because you don't have the text in front of you, is to give you a little bit of an introduction. What we're talking about is a sugya that relates to Sanhedrin, but it actually appears in Masechet Gittin, and it has to do with the power of Beis Din called Kfir, meaning to force the law. The Gemara there in Gittin is talking about a case of a Baal who refuses to give a get, and Beis Din has to force him to deliver the get. And the Gemara says that the authority of Beis Din to do kfir is contingent on what's called mumchim. And the Gemara actually has a drasha, which we'll soon see, to derive that you need mumchim. Now the word mumchim means smuchim, and smuchim means ish mipi'ish, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara right away asks, how can we force a Baal to give a get to his wife? We don't have smuchim. So the Gemara introduces a concept which is called shlichusayu kavdina, as if to say that the original batei dinim that were made up of smuchim gave license for batei dinim down the line to be their representatives, to be their emissaries, the right arm, so to speak, of Beis Din. And even though they're made up of hedyotos, they're by far not smuchim, but nevertheless they can implement this kfir to be kofal get. The Gemara wants to know, if that be the case, why does the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin say that in the case of gzelos v'chavolos you need mumchim? In other words, that would mean that in our day that we don't have smuchim, there would be no possibility of a Beis Din giving a ruling for a case of gzela, because that would be the absence of mumchim. Says the Gemara, why not apply the principle of bishlichu sayukav dinan? So the Gemara answers that we only apply shlichu sayukav dinan bimilsa deshchicha, something which is common. So for example, for people to borrow money, and there might be an issue of two litigants, did he pay back, did he not pay back, that's called shchicha, that's common. But gzelos is uncommon. And therefore we don't have shlichu sayukav dina. The Gemara elsewhere, which is not for us tonight, I'm just mentioning it in passing, discusses a Beis Din for gerus. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that once again, our Beis Din for gerus could only operate midin shlichu sayukav dina. And Tosis claims that Geirus is a milsa d'shchicha. It's like hodos and alvos. It's very common. Okay, that's a sugya unto itself, to figure out how Geirus works in our time. But getting back to our issue. So we want to discuss the case of kfir. If anybody has a minute just to see if by chance in a million the machine is working, because I couldn't get the machine working. Again, I'm going to try to do the best I can without the machine. If I had a secretary, there is a second machine, which is a tabletop machine, not the big massive machine. I didn't even check that should be working, but again, it requires a little bit of effort. So I came into Shia tonight thinking that the machine would be working if we needed, and that's where I'm stuck with.
So.
Well, first tell me if the machine is working. Again, as of 5 minutes ago, the machine was not working.
If I try with a duff.
No. What you have to see is if any paper came out, because I already programmed it. If there's no paper that came out, then chances are it's not working. What you could do is you could take a look at the small tabletop machine, see if you can see where that's working. Leave the door open for yourself in the meantime. Okay then? Now, in addition to that sugya, which we call Shlichusayu Kavdinan, to explain how our Batei Dinim, which are not smuchim, are capable of implementing a kfiya, we have a general issue called Kofin Ala Mitzvahs.
Teaching?
No, he's not teaching. He's maybe on the phone, but...
I'm sorry, he's on the phone. I won't disturb him.
Okay, I'll disturb him then.
So this is a culture difference, I guess. See, you could have saved me a trip. It was actually finally spit out the page, so I'm in a good mood here. Okay, then? You have to keep in mind, Shapiro, that you cannot keep a photocopy machine when there's shiurim going on. And just because you want to be on the phone, no one has access to it. But that's a cultural difference. You're from what country? I forget.
South Africa.
South Africa, okay. So I guess in South Africa, in South Africa, it's a whole different set of etiquette rules. I mean, as an American, we wouldn't hesitate going in to use a machine which is set up here for the benefit of the shiurim that go on, just because someone decided that he wants to make a phone call in the machine. Okay, but let's go on, because I don't want to belabor the point. It's what I call a culture difference. Okay, so what we have now is a text in front of us. Is that correct? Chaim, you have a copy too? Yeah? Okay, so it should say on the top left, Lamed Zayin. So that's good. Okay then? Okay, so let's read the Rambam. Some of this may be familiar to you because we touched on it a week ago, but not everybody was here, and you know, a week went by, so we'll try to go fast, at least as far as the part that we did last week. The Rambam says the following, that there's a pasuk, Bitzedek Tishpot Es Amisecha. And if you notice, the word tishpot is in the singular. And the Rambam derives from that the possibility that you could have mishpat, which is instituted by one single dayan. Now that dayan, as we'll soon see, will have to be an expert. You know, he's not just a man off the street. Then the Rambam says that midivrei sofrim, the Rabbanan made a requirement of three judges. So one judge would suffice midoraisa, but the Rabbanan want three judges. Now, the Gemara in two places in Shas, we were mentioning the Gemara in Gittin, but it's also in Bava Kamma, seems to assume that in Dini Mamonos, we need not just three judges, but we need mumchim. And the Gemara says, with regard to Hodos Falvos, how is it that we're able to judge these cases? We don't have Mumchim, because Mumchim means Smuchim. And the Gemara invokes the principle called Anan Shlichusayu de Kamoi Kavdinon. So we are the Shluchim of the original Batei Dinon. In a certain sense, you could say that the original Batei Dinon empowered our Bezdin, which is Hedyotos, because we don't have Smicha, and elevated them to the status of a Beitin. You know, whenever we deal with Beitin, we have to ask a number of questions. Some of those questions deal with the actual procedure and how Bezdin comes to a decision. Others deal with who qualifies for a Bezdin and how many judges do we need on the court. So now in two sugyas we have the principle called Anan Shlichusayu Kavdinon, and that's going to raise or elevate the status of our Bezdin, which is a Bezdin of Hedyotos, to a replacement for and a representative of a Bezdin of Mumchim. But Mashma, the sugyas seem to imply that Lulei Zot, if not for Shlichusayu Kavdinon, is Ein Ladun Hodos Valvos, because we don't have Mumchim. So at this point, we're going to invite the Ktzos HaChoshen into our classroom. Then we're going to invite the Nesivos, and the Ktzos is going to reject the Nesivos and back and forth. And this is all about kfiyah, about forcing someone to uphold the law. The Ktzos says the following, that the Gemara and Tosfos talk about the requirement of mumchim, and certainly in the case of one judge, we're now on the top of page Lamed Ches, and that could be an issue, meaning three judges, do you need mumchim, do you not need mumchim? But one thing is clear, if you have only one judge, he's got to be a mumcha. So we saw in the Rambam that according to the Torah law, one judge is sufficient. We might add the following proviso, that judge has to be a mumcha. So there are various cases and scenarios and discussions about how many people are on the court, and do we need mumchim, do we not need mumchim? But one thing is crystal clear, and that's what Tosfos points out in Masechta Gittin. Lachuf, in order to force someone, to compel them to implement the law, vadai be'inan mumchim. And that's derived from a special yalfusa, a special pasuk. You might want to underline this because we're going to come back to it over and over again. And it says, asher tasim lifneihem. And lifneihem means in front of mumchim.
More than one mumchim.
Well, again, you know, we're going to, in the case of one, then even for the ruling, forget about forcing, compelling to uphold the ruling, then you need a mumcha. In the case of three judges, we said that we don't really need mumcha. Maybe we do need mumcha, but we have shlichus sayukav dina. But as far as lachov is concerned, we really need mumchim. I mean, again, as I told you last time, this is going to be very problematic. How do we force a person to give a get? We'll get back to that later. I don't want to get distracted. So he says that when it says tosim lifneim, it's referring to the shevet. Shevet meaning the rod or the strap, which the dayan is going to use, or maybe as a big burly guy who does it on his behalf, to beat up the litigant to make sure that he pays up the money. And that's derived from a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Asher tosim lifneim, elu klei adayanim. And that pasuk itself relates to the end of the parsha, where the Torah speaks about the Shivim Zakenim. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain, he's accompanied up to the foot of the mountain by Shivim Zakenim, which means the highest Sanhedrin, the highest court in Israel. And as a result of this drasha, the Gemara Gittin has a question and answer between Abaye and Rav Yosef. Abaye turns to Rav Yosef and says, how can you force a man to give a get? We don't have smicha. Already at the time of Abaye and Rav Yosef, there was no smicha, so we don't have mumchim. How could we force a person to give a get? And Abaye quoted this halacha, which is derived from lifneihem, right? Shatosim lifneihem. Lifneihem velo lifnei adyotos. It's got to be mumchim. And that halacha applies to kfiyah, whenever a bezdin is forcing someone to uphold the law. The ein biyadenu, this is the bottom line of Abaye's question. Ein biyadenu lachuf oso l'kayim asher mutal olav. Bezdin has determined that he has to divorce his wife, and now they want to force him to do so. They cannot do so if they're a bezdin of hedyotos. So therefore Abaye turns to Rav Yosef and says, how could you possibly force a man to give a get? Asher tosim lifneihem. We need mumchim. Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef answers, anan shlichusayu dekamoy kov dinon. Midi dahavi audos valvos. How is it that our bezdin is able to force a person to pay when he's found liable by the court in a hodah case where he admitted that he has to pay, or halva case where he had a loan that he an outstanding debt that he didn't pay? That's all based on Shlichu Sayukov Dina. In other words, the premise here of Tosfos is that the requirement of Mumchim, whenever we're forcing someone to uphold the law, is an absolute requirement. And the only way of circumventing that and allowing in our day and age, when we don't have smuchim, to be kofa, to force a litigant or anyone to uphold the law, is only through the mechanism of what? Shlichu Sayukov Dina.
We're trying to learn something in Sanhedrin by bringing a whole Gemara of Kongitin.
Yes. Because what we're going to see here in Sanhedrin is the statement of Rav Acha, which you'll see on the previous page, that midoraisa chad nami kosher. And the Rama, when he codifies that halacha, that on the midoraisa level, b'tzedek tishpot, in singular, that one judge can rule, the Rama is going to add a proviso that he's got to be a mumcha. And once we're talking about mumchim, the Gemara goes on here in Sanhedrin to say that midrabbana we require a bezin of three, and now the question is, does that bezin of three have the authority to force a person to uphold the law? And the answer is, it depends on whether they're smuchim or not. Because that's based on the pasuk of Asher Tosim Lifneim, which means that in order to force them, for the dayanim to use those utensils, we need smuchim. Because that pasuk itself, Tosim Lifneim, is referring to the Shivim Zakenim at the end of that parash. Now, in my copy, I underline the next few words. You have that underlined?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Because at this point, the Ktzos is going to introduce his Chiddush, his breakthrough. Until now, the Ktzos has more or less summarized what we saw in the Tosfos and the Rambam.
We need Mumchin for Kfiyah, but we don't have Mumchin, so we do Shlichu Dayanim.
Exactly. That's the bottom line of the whole discussion. But here's where the Ktzos breaks new ground. And he says this whole discussion about hodos, that if you have a bezdin hodos and they want to force the litigant to uphold the law, we need shlichu sayukav dinan. Hainu, he whittles it down, lemandi omer shibuda lavda oraisa. That means that a chov, if I owe you money, is only collectible through me, meaning through the Baal Chof, the one who owes the money, which is called the Shibud HaGuf, he's got to fulfill his obligation to pay up the Chof. There's another man, the Yom, who says Shibud HaDoraisa, which means that the Torah recognizes the possibility of collecting that debt without the person. We can completely circumvent that person. Forget about his obligation to pay up. There's already a lien. Right? How do you spell that word? L-I-E-N, right? Just make sure you don't spell it L-E-A-N, because that's good for the dietitians. But we're talking about a lien, which is otherwise known as a mortgage. And that means that the chov is collectible from the karka, from the real estate. So we can completely cut out the Baal Din who owes this money, and we go straight to his karka. If he refuses to pay, I don't have to beat the living daylights out of him through kfir, using the klei adayonim, and having to come on to shlichu sayukav dinan so that we have mumchim. I can cut that whole thing out, says the Ktzos. Why? Because I hold shibud doraisa. But the whole discussion that we had is shibud lav doraisa, which means that a chov is not collectible, at least on a doraisa level, from the karka, from the man's real estate. So therefore, if the chov is not collectible from real estate, because we're holding now like that opinion, shibud lav doraisa, then the only way we could force a person to pay up a chov is by virtue of the mitzvah of paying a chov. And that's called priyas bal chov mitzvah. And the Gemara in Ksubis, which he quotes now, the Ktzos, says, the Amid Priyas Bal Chov mitzvah. According to your opinion that paying up a chov is a mitzvah, there are two opinions on that. We pass in Priyas Bal Chov mitzvah. So next time you pay up a loan, have in mind l'shem mitzvah. You get an extra brownie points for that. All right. So Omar, let's say the Bal Chov makes a declaration, lo nichale, I'm not in the mood to pay up this debt. Of course he doesn't want to pay up the debt. Who wants to pay debts, right? is then, my, what's the law? Famridan, and the Gemara says, kofin oso. Now, what kind of kofin oso? How can we apply the principle of kofin oso unless we have a bezdin that's made up of smuchim? Is the Gemara now again invoking the halacha of shlichu sayuk avdinan? And the pashas in the sugya would seem at first glance that we're not, the Gemara in Ksubis is not quoting the halacha of shlichu sayuk avdinan. Where are the mumchim? How can we force them to pay up? And the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. And that Mishnah tells us that if a person refuses to take a lulav or to sit in the sukkah, kofin oso, we can force him to do so. Umakin oso achetetze nafsho. If that be the case, says the Gemara in Ksuvis, let's make the following analogy. Just like in mitzvahs in general, lulav, sukkah, we have the power to force him. And if he doesn't, if he refuses, we beat him up. So too, in the case of Odas Valvo, since there's a mitzvah, according to this Mandiyoma, Priyas Balchov mitzvah, kofin oso l'kaima mitzvah. We can beat him up based on the principle of kofin oso l'kaima mitzvah. Says the Ktos that's predicated on shlichu sayuk avdinan. In other words, it comes out that according to the Ktos, the halacha that kofin ala mitzvahs, just like the halacha of kofin in a bezdin, as far as dini mamonis is concerned, or kfiyah as far as a get is concerned, requires shlichu sayuk avdinan, because we need mumchim, because the pasuk says, asher tasim lifneim, which means klei adayonim, and the pasuk tells me that just like at the end of the parasha we need mumchim, so too for the klei adayonim to impose that sort of kfiyah and beat the living daylights out of him, we need mumchim. But we don't have mumchim, we don't have smuchim. So what do we have? Everybody, shlichu sayu kavdinon. And therefore, just like we saw in the case of get, that we force a person to give a get when he's obligated to do so, and that becomes a mitzvah. So now we again invoke the principle of shlichu sayu kavdinon whenever Bezdin forces a person to fulfill a mitzvah. What authority do they have if they're not smuchim? And the answer is shlichu sayu kavdinon. Even though today all our dayonim are hedyotos, and the only reason why a bezin shel yotos could force kfiyah is because of shlichu sayu kavdinon. So now we come back to the original point of the ktos that we underlined above, that this is all based on shibuda lav doraisa, because again, if shibuda was doraisa, do we need him? Do we have to force him? No, we don't have to force him, because if shibuda doraisa, we can simply what? Confiscate his karaka. We can cut him out completely. That's the thesis of the ktsos. I'm just going to quickly read to myself the next few lines. I think we can leave that out for now. Just like, yeah, hold me with the kfir, the kindness. Okay, so if you want to put this in brackets for the moment, I'll just give you my pen. There is a Ramban who seems to imply at the end of Masechta Kiddushin, I'm sorry, at the end of Masechta Bava Basra, that even if I hold Shibuda Lavda Oraisa, we can still confiscate his property. And in that case, the Ramban must be holding that time of the day lefi da bezdin rashoim lachufo sabachol mili de kfiyah lekayim mitzvaso lachi nami yordin lenechas mishum kfiyah lekayim es hamitzvah al korchim kain ein elo mitars kfiyah is nechas mene mishubodim and kain muchak tishli chusay kavdinon. Just one second. So how is the Ramban different than the Ktsos? I'm just trying to see. Oh, that's what he's saying. That even if you hold Shibuda Lavda Oraisa, you can still collect and confiscate his karka, but for a different reason. Why? Because since we have a principle of kofin ala mitzvahs and priyas balchov mitzvah, so we can confiscate his property, but again, here we're going to need a bezdin of shlichu sayuk avdinan. Because again, if we're forcing him to pay up, we can only do that if we have mumchim, or alternatively, Bizman has said, without mumchim, through shlichu sayu kavdin. Now we're up to the nesivus. The nesivus has a problem with this ktsos. Why? He says, what are you going to tell me? That shibud is lav d'oraisa, so we have no way of collecting from his property, and we have to force him through the halacha, through the mechanics of kfir. And he says the following, that ha-bezdin kofin, boy bezdin dafka lichfos, dead yotos, lav b'nei isui ninhu. So again, in order to force someone, that's called isui, we need mumchim, and that's what the ktsos says, that we can only do this through the mechanism of shlichu sayu kavdino. Says the Nesivus, I don't understand. If you're equating priyas bal chov to a mitzvah like sukkah, we have a principle of kofin ala mitzvahs. And kevin de dummy li asei sukkah, v'yeno osei, he doesn't build a sukkah, kofin oso l'kaiva mitzvah, kol adam, again this we have to underline, kol adam, mitzuva lahafrish chavero me'isur. Says the Nesivus, the whole thesis of Ktsos, that in order to force, compel a person to uphold the mitzvah, we need shlichu sayu kavdina because we need a bezdin, that's an incorrect premise. Says the Nesivus, when it says kofin ala mitzvahs, it means that you and I can force someone else to do a mitzvah. Again, it's going to be very sticky, and you know this is anarchy because everyone is going to be the self-appointed mashgiach, and he's going to run around beating up everybody up to fulfill their mitzvahs. I don't know, but in any event, according to the Nesivus, this principle of kofin ala mitzvahs applies outside of the realm of bezdin. How can the ktsos assume that if shibud alav doraisa, we can only force a person to pay up his chov based on the mechanics of shlichu sayu kavdina? Forget about shlichu sayu kavdina. It comes under priyas bal chov mitzvah. And if priyas bal chov mitzvah, it's kofin ala mitzvahs. Hence, anyone could force him, even someone who's not a bezdin. So for sure, we don't need mumchim. How does the Nesivus prove his point? How does the Nesivus know that anyone is authorized to force and compel his friend to fulfill a mitzvah? He knows it from a Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama, however, is not really talking about kofin ala mitzvahs. The Gemara has a case of an eved nirtza, and at the end of the period of time, he has to go free. In the meantime, he's having an ongoing relationship with a shifra, because that's what an eved is allowed to do. And now, once he gets the shtar shichur and his gerus is complete, he's a full-fledged member of Kedushas Yisrael, he can no longer maintain his relationship with a shifra. And the Gemara says that if he, you know, he's very attached to his shifra, he wants to give up this woman. So the Gemara says that the master, his adon, will be able to force him to uphold the law of the Torah, in this case, to abstain from having a relationship with a shivcha, even though the master is certainly not a bezdin, correct? But we're not talking about a yochid mumcha here, we're talking about a one man, we're talking about a court, and I'm sorry, we're not even talking about a court, right? Because the Nesivus is talking about the master who owns the eved. So the ktsos now comes back and he says, wait a minute, you made a big mistake. That Gemara is talking about Isurim, namely for a Jewish man to have a relationship with a Shivcha. That's an Isur Lav of Lotei Kadesh of Israel. There that we have a principle called Kofin Ala Mitzvah, which means that anyone could prevent another person from violating a mitzvah, even if it means, you know, literally taking the law into his own hands.
Any single person.
But we're talking about mitzvah. It's a great niggin there, but it's not going to help me with the ktsos. So again, the ktsos is saying the following, that the Nesivus has no right to make the following analogy, that since the Gemara says in Bava Kama that you could be mafrish, a person be isur, therefore you could be kofala mitzvahs, even if you're not a bezdin, you're just a rank and file citizen. He says, "Halachu v'lekayem mitzvos aseh," on the top left column, "lazet zarech bezdin dafka." And once again, once you need bezdin, then we're going to activate the principle of asher tosim lifneihem elu klei adayonim, which means you need mumchim, and therefore we're going to have to come on to the principle of anan shlichu sayu dekamoika avdinon. Then he goes on to say that even with regard to losa says, there may be a difference between an individual who's forcing his friend to, abstain from violating a lotasa and bezdin getting involved. Why? He says, "Gam lafrisho me isur nami eino ela hakov alma." He give him a couple of smacks. Avol bezdin, but if it was bezdin, is a much different kind of halacha, much more far-reaching. Kofin, they can force him, lekayim, to fulfill the laws of the Torah. Umakinat shetetze nafsho. Again, he hopefully, you know, before he dies, we had this discussion last week, he'll finally buckle up, and he'll, what's the word I'm looking for? He'll finally capitulate, and he'll abstain from the Avera, and he'll fulfill the mitzvah. Because hopefully, you know, he values his life.
Yeah.
Now, according to the Ketzos, that applies to a Bezdin. In the case of an Isur, Lafrisho Misur, which applies, as we saw in the Gemara of Avakama, in the case of the Adon and the Eved, even outside of Bezdin, with an individual, is then Ein Makino Sa'ad Nafsho. You know, no one has this license to beat up a person until he's about to die. There is one scenario, but only one scenario, in which you're allowed, a rank and file citizen is allowed to take the law into his own hands, even if it means killing someone, and that's called Rodev. So in a case of a Rodev, let's say he talks about a case of Rodev Achnar Baros. Let me give you an easier case. Let's say a man is Rodev, he's running after someone and he wants to kill him. Right? He's pulling the string of the arrow, he's about to kill him. So in such a case, you put him to death immediately. Don't even blink. Unless you can shoot for the legs. But if there's no way of saving the Nirdaf other than killing the Rodev, that's what you have to do. But in other Isurim, we never found that you're allowed to put someone else's life into danger and cause him possibly to die simply because of Kofin ala Lotas said, La Frisho Me Isura. Then he goes on to quote the Bali Musar, who want to say that an essay is more severe than a Losas said, which is reflected in the principle of essay dochalosa, but he wants to derive it from the fact that with regard to essay, we have a principle called makinoso achetetse nafsho. And the Ketzos claims that in such a case, where you're beating him up in order to force him to uphold the law, we need a bezin shel smuchim. We don't have a bezin shel smuchim, hence we have to invoke the principle of what? Help me out over here. If we don't have smuchim, shlichu k'taykav dinan. Binyamin, you're the only one who's following me tonight?
No, I'm with you. I'm just quiet.
Again, should I write this on the board? Let me write this on the board, because otherwise I'm gonna get very upset here, because the silence, you know, this, you can cut the silence with a knife here. Okay. Now I need, of course, an eraser, but that's... look at that. We're really in good shape today. Very sophisticated here. I gave a shiur this morning in the OU Center, and they actually brought me out a whole fancy whiteboard, and it was mamish.
So, Rabbi, what did the Ketzos do with the Netivot now, with the chiluk of mitzvah nisur? What did he do now?
Okay. Say again, Gavin, one more time.
What did the Ketzos do with the Netivot who made a chiluk between Isra and a mitzvah?
The Netivot didn't make that chiluk. The Netivot assumed that if there's a loch of kofin, which means an individual citizen can force someone else, lafrisha veisura, the same thing is going to apply in the case of a mitzvah. Yeah. And therefore, in the case of odos halvos, if he's not paying up his chov, then anyone on the street, certainly you don't need a bezin of smucha, which lichusayakov didn't, to force him to pay up his chov. The Ketzos says that although he agrees to the nesivus, based on the Gemara Bava Kama about the Eved, that certainly in the case of a lotaseh, even a rank and file citizen has the ability to force someone, but that doesn't apply to mitzvah saseh. And in mitzvah say it's a special authority on Beis Din, and that authority goes very far. How far does it go? We don't find that if you're eating nine kosher food, I can beat you up until you die. But in the case of kofen al mitzvahs, Beis Din is authorized to bring a person to the brink of death, kofen al sa'achetetze b'nafsho, in order to force him to do a mitzvah. And that requires asher tosim lifneim. What does that mean, asher tosim lifneim? Mumchim. We don't have mumchim, hence we apply the principle, and here we're going to hope to get a little bit of a choir here. No. But you're the one who has to be silent, because you already said it once. I need the other four people in the room to say it. Okay? So again, if we're talking about a Beis Din of smuchim, and we don't have smuchim, we can only operate midin what? Okay, now we're doing a little better. Chaim, can you read this? Shlichutayu ko'avdina. Do you know what shlichus is all about? Shliach is in English, we call it an emissary, a messenger, a representative. You might call it an agent. You heard of agency? Can you help me out in Spanish? How would you say agency in Spanish? A shliach in Spanish?
Well, messengers, mensajero,
the same thing. Oh, messenger? Oh, messengers in Spanish?
Similar.
What?
Mensajero.
Mensajero.
It looks like.
Oh, so why don't you say mensajero? Que pasa, señor? Okay. Buenas noches, amigos. We're doing great here. Okay, mucho bien. Now, what we have is the following. Did we finish this paragraph? I just don't want to skip anything. Oh, uvishari surim? Lo nitan latzilo benafsho kidei lafisho. But in the case of an essay, if the Beis Din is authorized to beat him up, they can beat him up until the how should I say, the borderline of death, right? He can bring him to the edge of a deep pit. So haray, here's where he summarizes. This is like an overview of the machlokas between the Ktzos and the Nesivos. Das hanesivos the kfir lekayimus hamitzvus, which has the same status as kfir in the case of lafrisho misura. And that includes the Prius Balchov, and so far as we pass in the Prius Balchov mitzvah, is makino so achetetze nafsho. There's no difference between kofen al mitzvahs, which means achetetze nafsho, and losases, to separate a person and prevent him from violating a lotas. It's always going to be achetetze nafsho. And not only that, it's lo tzarech Beis Din. Kol adam yochel lachfuso al kach, and it's achetetze nafsho. The Ktzos thinks that achetetze nafsho is a singular, unique authority of a Beis Din, and even more so, what kind of Beis Din we need? A Beis Din of smuchim. So there's a fundamental difference between losases and assays in two ways. Number one, in losases, I can prevent you from violating a losaseh even though I'm not a Beis Din. Whereas in assays, I cannot, as an individual citizen, force you to fulfill an essay. I need the authority of a Beis Din. And number two, once you have the authority of the Beis Din, according to the Ktzos, here you have another unique difference between mitzvah assay and mitzvah los assay. In los assay, I don't have the right, nobody has the right to take you to the verge of death. Whereas in the case of an essay, because of the Bali Musa say that an essay is more chomer than a los assay, the Torah recognizes the authority of the Beis Din, again if they're mumchim, to bring a person to the brink of death until he finally complies and is mekayim in the mitzvah. From the Nesivos' point of view, it's a whole different story. You can gather together all your essays, all your losases, put it all in one pot, and just tell me that anyone, not a Beis Din, could force a person to uphold the law if it means desisting from an avera, or if it means fulfilling a mitzvah saseh. Vihine, haktzos chilik ben kfial lo saseh l'kfial esse, debelo saseh enu ala hakor bialma. You can hit the guy, but you can't bring him to the brink of death. But in aseh, is makinos al shetetze nafsh, again, that's only the authority of whom? Of a beitin. And what kind of beitin? Beit and Shel Smuchim, and that's under the pasuk of Asher Tosim Lifneim Elu Klei Adayonim, and for an essay we can force him and bring him to the brink of death. And that's why we see that an essay is more chomer than a lo. So lechora nira mihanach rishonim kehanesivus for lo katzos. Why? The lefi mashikos vaktzos ein lo chiach the essay chamir milo tase. Again, according to the katzos, you need the authority of a bezdin to force someone to fulfill an essay. That doesn't indicate the chumra of an essay. On the contrary, by restricting and limiting the ability to force someone to fulfill a mitzvah, meaning it only applies to a beis din, then you're really being makil. You're saying that an essay is less chomer. I don't care, so he's not going to take a luluf. I don't care. Non-involvement. Mind my own business. But in the case of a losaseh, I have to force him and prevent him from violating a losaseh. You see that a losaseh is more chomer. How could the ktzos say that an essay is more chomer, according to Bali Musa? He says the yisod adover b'din kfiya be. Now you'll ask me, well, I'll prove to you that an essay is more chomer. Why? Because Bezdin could bring him to the brink of death. No. That has nothing to do with the chumras ha-essay. That has to do with the fact that Bezdin is authorized to force him. And if Bezdin is authorized to force him to fulfill the mitzvah, they're given this leeway, this tremendous, tremendous power and authority to bring him to the brink of death. Presumably, if Bezdin would do so in the case of a losaseh, the same thing would apply. Once you've authorized the Bezdin to get involved in guaranteeing that a person would hold a mitzvah, that's called kfiyah. And if Bezdin has the status of kfiyah, then they could bring a person to the brink of death. Who says that an essay is more chomer than a losaseh? He says, Yisod ador b'din kfiyas Bezdin b'lotaseh kol echad mafresh misura, anyone could do it. But of course, if anyone's doing it, we're not going to allow him, you know, laissez-faire, like as if it's a free world here of anarchy to bring a person to the brink of death. Mashen can be essay. We're not going to be able to force him to fulfill the essay. Who can force him to fulfill the essay? Only Bezdin, and only under the principle of kfiyah, which means a very high-powered authorized Bezdin, which again, if it's Hediotas Bezman HaZed, means Shlichus Sayokav Dina. So therefore, in an essay where no one on the street can force a person to do a mitzvah, to take a lulav, sit in sukkah, only Bezdin can do so. Kach dino shel kfiyas Bezdin. There's halach in Bezdin that they went, whenever they're kofer, they get the club and they can beat him up until he's at the verge of death. That doesn't in any way indicate the chumrah of an essay. That's a general rule in Bezdin. Once Bezdin is granted the authority of kfiyah, whenever that authority is exercised, then they can bring him to the brink of death. And it matters not whether it's an essay or a losaseh. Fine. Now we're getting to the sugya in Rosh Hashanah. Now the sugya in Rosh Hashanah... Yeah, please.
This is our fifth Gemara that we're now...
Say it again?
It's our fifth Gemara now that we're getting into.
Okay, I hope we'll get to all six of these Gemaras in Shabbos. I hope so. But again, our purpose is to get an idea of the authority of a Bezdin. And not only the authority of a Bezdin, in terms of how far, you know, how far the Bezdin could go in terms of their ability to force the Tzibur, but we also want to know, how does Bezdin get that authority? That's called Shlichus Sayokav Dina. We're going to have a lot to say about that. So really what we're dealing with is, these are the nitty-gritty basics of Masechta Sanhedrin. And we're going to see many different quotes from Masechta Sanhedrin as we go along.
Who did the analysis in this paragraph? It was Mark Yitzchak himself? Who did the analysis of...
Which paragraph are we talking about? Vihine?
The one we did now, yeah.
Yeah, that's more or less his summary, if you will, of the machlokas between the Ketzos and the Nesivus.
If it's about the
Chumrah, his real Chiddush is going to start here in the next paragraph from Rosh Hashanah. And in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara is dealing with what we call Nidrei Mitzvah. For example, when a person takes a neder to give tzedakah, or a person takes a neder to bring a karbon. Now with regard to fulfilling a neder, let's say in the case of a karbon, we have an essay and a losaseh. The essay is called Motzes Vasecha Tishmar, and the losaseh is called Bal Ya'acher L'shalmo. But we give him a certain amount of time, But once that time elapses, he violates this Isur Bal Tiacher. Now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is one of the perhaps most profound sources for this concept of kfir. The Gemara says the following: Motzas Vasecha Zu Mitzus Aseh, Tishmar Zu Mitzus Lo Saseh. So again, in addition to Bal Tiacher that I mentioned to you earlier, there's another Lo Saseh that's derived from Tishmar. Now the next word in the Pasuk, after it says Motzas Vasecha Tishmar, is Vasisa. Now the word Vasisa has two interpretations. One interpretation, the simple one, is and you will do. But the word Vasisa also means to force someone to do something. Vasisa is what word am I looking for in grammar when I activate you to do an action? It's not me, but you. The causative, is that called causative? Let's use the word causative. I'm not sure. You have to be a bucky and dig. Anyway, causative. So viasisa means you cause him. You cause him to fulfill his neder. And this is an azhara lebezdin, meaning this is an obligation imposed upon bezdin. Sheyasucha. Yasucha means that they will force you to comply with the law. So basically, yasucha is a synonym for the word kfir. Keep that in mind, because sometimes you get a little confused about that. Now, at this point, we quote the Brisker Rav, who in turn quotes the Gemara in Erechim. What number are we up to? Six? Okay. I see, Shapir, you like to count this. So Nistapek, he wants to know, with regard to Karbonos, is this a separate din in Karbonos of Yasucha, that we force a guy to bring a Karbon because the Chumrah, the seriousness and the weightiness of a Karbon, or is it just another application of Kfiya ala Mitzvahs? And he proves from Tosus there in Rosh Hashanah that Tosus say Kol Mitzvah say Nami Kofin. The Tosus takes the principle of the Yasucha and he applies it to all mitzvahs HaTorah. Tosus also quotes the Gemara in Ksubis that says Kofenos Achetetze Nafsho, which again is referring not to Karbonos. And Tosus then asks the following question: well, if in general we have a rule called Kofenala Karbonos, Kofenala Mitzvahs Achetetze Nafsho, why does the Gemara need the extra pasuk of Asisa, which means you have to make sure that he brings the Karbon, just simply apply the universal principle of Kofen Al Mitzvahs? And now we're up to page Lamed Tes. The Itzrich Kro, we need a pasuk of Asisa, says Tosfos. Why? The Salkit, I would have thought the Ein Kofenos, so in the case of Karbonos, the exception to the rule. We can force you to do any one of the 247 mitzvahs, but not number 248, because that's Karbon. Why? Because the Torah says, Lirtzonchem, at the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra. And if we beat him up, that's not really Lirtzonchem. But you see clearly, says the Brisker Rav, that Tosus equated the din of Kfiyah on Karbonos to the din of Kfiyah and mitzvahs in general. Now the question is, what kind of mitzvah are we dealing with? Are we dealing with the mitzvah aseh, or are we dealing with the mitzvah lo aseh? Because as we mentioned earlier, when we deal with karbonos, we have two dimensions. We have what's called the motzvah sasecha tishmar, that's a mitzvah aseh, and then we have lishmar, which is a mitzvah lo aseh. We also have bal teacher karbon if he doesn't bring the karbon on time. And now we really have a question which is going to touch on the machlokas between the Ketos and the Nesivos. Why? Because the Gemara clearly derives in Rosh Hashanah from the pasuk V'asisa Azhara LeBezdin. Well, if it's an Azhara LeBezdin, then who's right in the machlokas between the Nesivos and the Ketos? I don't know what means. Means that you had a good glass of tea or a good piece of chocolate.
We're
not doing good tonight. I think I'm talking to the walls here. Let me go over this. According to the Sivas, you don't need Bezdin. The Nesiva says, and it's one...
Any individual can do it.
Any individual can do it, and it's one pot that's made up of essays, and Losa says, and you beat the living daylights out of him. You're a rank and file citizen off the street, and that's what you have to do. If that be the case, why does the Gemara need in Rosh Hashanah a special pasuk of Asis Azhar LeBezdin? Who needs an Azhar LeBezdin? According to the Ketzos, it could be very good. But only if what? Only if Asisa Azhar LeBezdin is referring to Mitzvah Seh. So Tosis happens to say that this pasuk of Asisa is a hemshech of Tishmar. Tishmar is what? If we assume based on that Tosfos, like the conclusion of the Brisker Rav, that Azhar LeBezdin means that there's a general rule of Kfiyah mitzvahs, Karban is not, you know, we thought that maybe Karban was an exception to it because you don't have Ratzon, but the Kamashmalan of Asisa is that we're going to force him to bring the Karban like any other mitzvah. He says, "Tzarich iyun. Im a kviyah mitzada essay de motzvah secha tishmar or mitzada lo saseh to tishmar motzvah secha is an essay. Tishmar is a lo saseh. You can cross out that word tishmar in the second line. It shouldn't be there. Yeah.
We don't have a lamentet yet, by the way.
Oh, you don't have lamentet. Right. I'll tell you why. Because for me, the machine wasn't working. Okay. So you want to just run? I'll just read it quickly, and then I'm going to go over it while you're photocopying. You can do it on two sides of the page. You know how to do that? No. Okay. I better do that. All right. So amongst yourselves, if you could read the next paragraph, if you can, somebody volunteer to read the paragraph. Okay, Moshe's waiting for the copies to come out of the machine. I don't know the machine. This I never had, you know, for the last 6 years. The machine is not responding quickly. So I'm just going to, you know, give you a far and read this paragraph for you, and then we'll see it inside, hopefully, if the machine finally cooperates. And he says the following. Tosfos, there in Rosh Hashanah, says that Kofino Shelo Yavar Belota said the Baltiacher, which is after three regalim. So it means that Tosfos understands that we're talking about Kfiyah on a Lotaseh. That's a little bit difficult because in the case of a Lotaseh, we don't need Bezdin. So why is the Gemara darshaning via Sisa Azhar LeBezdin? Mafrisha, we saw already in Gemara Bava Kama with regard to the Eved that the Adon, the master, can force his Eved to get rid of the Shivcha.
Even according to the Ktsot, we say that Lotaseh anyone can do.
Correct. So we're in trouble here, even according to the Ktsot. And that's where the Minchas Chinuch here on the bottom right is going to come to play. The Minchas Chinuch, I'll give you just a little bit of a preview. He's going to say that what the Gemara is deriving from Vasisa is a chiyuv, is a mitzvah, a mandate to Bezdin that they have to get involved. You know, if you and I are involved, so you know, it would be nice if we're good Samaritans, you know, to make sure that someone else fulfills his mitzvah. But there's no obligation. But the Torah makes addresses Bezdin and imposes on Bezdin a specific obligation. That's what we're going to see in the Minchas Chinuch in just a minute. But he says the following, that if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yudal Mimaisa Korbonos, when the Rambam codifies this halach of Asisa, you want to just give it out? Thanks. When the Rambam codifies that halach, he says that Bezdin is going to force the person who vowed or pledged to bring a karbon in order to fulfill his mitzvah of being makriv his karbon. In other words, the Rambam, as opposed to Tosfos, is understanding that v'asisa azhar lebezdin is for the mitzvah say of fulfilling the neder and bringing the karbon. The Rambam doesn't say, well, we're going to force him because it's already three regalim have passed that he's violating a law. You know, maybe the Rambam holds that in that case you don't need a pasuk v'asisa because it's not a chiyuv on bezdin, it's on any individual. But the Rambam talks about making sure that the man will bring his karbon immediately. immediately means even before one rego, because as I said to you before, in fulfilling the vow, the pledge of bringing a carbon, there are two dinim. There's one din of motzvah sechet tishmar, and here we give you up to the first regel. By the time the first regel comes around, whenever it is, Sukkot or Pesach, you have to fulfill your mitzvah motzvah sechet tishmar. As far as the lotas is concerned, you don't violate the losa until three regalim have passed by. So the Rambam says that this drasha of Yasisa, which addresses Bezdin and tells Bezdin to force him to bring the carbon, that's up to the first regel, meaning that Bezdin and only Bezdin is kofin ala mitzvahs. We're talking about a mitzvah say. The Rambam seems to reflect the shita of the Ktzos, which means that in a mitzvah say we need Bezdin, and that's derived from the pasuk of Lifnehem, but we need now a special pasuk in the parasha of Karbonos, because otherwise I have min l'tzonchem that kfiya would not operate. So he says that the Nesivus writes that kol echad, this is just a repeat of what we know before, any individual member of the community, even if he's not in a bezdin, he's mafrish someone else from an isur, and forcing someone to fulfill a mitzvah. Because again, the Nesivus joins it all together. Mitzvah say, mitzvah slos, so tikshe, my ka'amar, what did the Gemara mean to say, azhar lebezdin she'asuch? And why azhar lebezdin? Kisha kol echad yochel l'chufo. According to the Ktzos here has the upper hand. We begin to understand the Gemara and the drasha of v'asisa, because this drasha has to address bezdin. But that's only with regard to l'kaimus ha-mitzvahs, meaning that he has to bring his carbon before the first regal. Is therefore inei makar Rambam, if we'll accept the Rambam's opinion, that kfiya means l'kayim mitzvah say the motzvah sechet tishmar, which is in the first regal, then it makes a lot of sense that this is addressing bezdin, because your individual member on the street cannot force anyone to take a lulav, to sit in the sukkah, to eat matzah, or for that matter to bring his carbon. So we need bezdin into the picture. And then we're going to apply the principle of Nehem with Shlichus Sayyikov Dina, that even Bisman Hazeh, we can force him to fulfill the mitzvah. But if we're going to say like Tosfos, Tzarech Iyun, then we don't understand, because why do we need bezdin in the picture? We're talking about a losas, so we're waiting three regalim passed by, he didn't bring his carbon, and now we're going to beat him up until he's blue in the face to make sure he brings the carbon. Well, we don't need bezdin for that, because even the Ktzos would agree that in the case of a losas, anyone on the street, like the Adon vis-a-vis his Eved with the Shivcha, is going to be mafrish mi'isur. So at this point, the Gvuras Yitzchak introduces the Minchas Chinuch in order to answer up this whole problem. The Minchas Chinuch says that this whole idea of kofen al mitzvahs, which again is limited through Lifneim to Mumchen, which means Shlichusayu Kavdinon, he says, Eino Mutal, underline that word Mutal, because Mutal means it's not an obligation that's incumbent, on the Yechidim. Correct? We have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says Yasuch V'Asiso. We derive from a pasuk that sounds like a mandate. That sounds like Mutalola. The answer is that's only as far as Bezdin is concerned. Bezdin is going to be obligated in this special mitzvah of V'Asuch of Kfir. V'chein mevur b'Rosh Hashanah daf vav azhar lebezdin she'asuch, that's dafka bezdin. But as far as your yechidim, from now on we'll call them yechidim, they may have license to be kofa, in the case of losa says at least, but they're not obligated to do so. V'af al gav de mevur b'babakama that yochel akosa lafrisha v'isura, that the adon could beat up his eved, hainu, what it means is yochel. What does yochel mean? That he's allowed to do so, Arishus Biyodo. But Ein Chiyuv Klal Al Yisrael. So in other words, now we're asking, what do we do with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara is addressing Bezdin. Why do we need Bezdin? According to Tosfos, we're talking about a Losas, and everybody agrees that a Losas, I don't need Bezdin. Secondly, even if I go like the Ktzos, then I need Bezdin, that's only in a Mitzvah Say. But in a Mitzvah Losas, I don't need Bezdin. So what's going on here? And the answer is, what's going on is that we need a pasuk to establish a chiyuv, to establish a mitzvah. This is a mandate. outside of Beis Din with regard to Yechidim, they don't have such a mandate. They have a license, but not a mandate. That's what he says. Yochel akos lafish misur. The Adon could force his Eved to separate himself from whom? From a shivcha, but that's not a chiyuv. That's Kol Yisrael Yecholim, but it's not a chiyuv. Only Beis Din has the chiyuv. So Blin Eder will pick this up again next time, and hopefully we'll finish.
There's a lot of factors. So they come to a conclusion.
Well, hopefully next week we'll come to a conclusion.